Charlotte's electric scooter pilot program is over, and it looks like scooters are here to stay. For now, city staff are not recommending any new local safety rules. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Some city council members have been pushing for safety rules after reports of accidents and unsafe scooter use. But city transportation officials want to hold off on new rules while the General Assembly considers statewide legislation, says City Attorney Bob Hageman.
Rather than us trying to figure out what's our permanent solution, which may or may not square with comes out of the legislature, we think we should have a seat at that table, keep doing what we've been doing for a couple more months, and see how that process works out at the state level.
Hageman told the council's transportation committee that lawmakers are expected to take up a bill in 2019 that would clarify how e-scooters should be treated under state law, as vehicles, bicycles, or something else. Council members also want to talk about the city's permitting process, including whether to limit the number of scooters on city streets and how much to charge operators for each scooter. Vendors currently pay no fee. That discussion is expected to continue when the transportation committee meets again in late November. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.